Peggy and her father have a talk. Be sure to join us next time on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Well, Sam Young has returned home from his Chicago visit, his arms full of roses for Mrs. Young in honor of their wedding anniversary. It was a grand homecoming. Elmwood has never looked more attractive to Mr. Young, or the little white house on Union Street more inviting. Mrs. Young is keeping from him the disturbing news that the house is up for sale, because she feels that he has enough trouble to cope with right now. They're discussing Peggy's engagement to Carter, and Mr. Young has said very firmly that as far as he's concerned, Peggy will never marry into the Trent family.
But Sam, wait a minute. Before you forbid Peggy ever to marry Carter Trent, don't you think you ought to talk to her about it?
What for, Mary? I'm going to do the talking from now on. I should have done it in the first place. I should have taken command of the situation long ago. Trouble is, I let Peggy and Carter, and you too, Mary, persuade me this is my better judgment.
Oh, but Sam, they're so much in love.
All right, Mary. People have been in love before and out of love. And after a few years, if it's the real thing, the sound thing, the thing that's right for Peggy, a few more years won't hurt her. A few more years of seeing other people, meeting other boys. A lot of boys are going to come into her life, Mary.
Yes, but I like Carter. I can't help it, Sam. I definitely like him.
I like him, too, and I told his father and mother so. But I don't like his father and I don't like his mother. And you might as well live in a hotel as live in a house like theirs. I don't see how they stand it, Mary. I don't see how they escape rattling around inside of it.
Well, I suppose if you lived in that kind of a place all your life, you get used to it.
Maybe you do. But I don't want my girl to get used to it. I don't like their attitude anyway, Mary.
Well, now, what do you mean, their attitude?
I don't like the things Trent said.
Well, just what did he say?
Well, he said something about Carter's wife having to take her place in society. Something about the fact that it'd be difficult even for a woman trained for that sort of life and impossible for a young girl my daughter's age who was completely untrained. Well, I told him there was nothing about his social position that any girl in Peggy's position couldn't easily master. And his answer to that was that he wasn't sure Peggy was the girl to become Mrs. Carter Trent. Oh, I tell you, Mary, you can't deal with people like that. And I don't want to. They're stupid and snobbish and so filled with their own importance that they don't even listen to what you're saying.
Oh, dear, I suppose you're right, but I still think you ought to talk to Peggy about it.
All right, I will talk to Peggy about it. Where is she?
She's upstairs.
Well, tell her I'm here.
All right, Sam, but now remember, I told you that Carter plans to give up the whole fortune to marry Peggy and live the way we live.
And that's foolish too, Mary. I tell you, the feeling that Trent has, that feeling of superiority is bred in the bone. Carter can't help having it, even if he thinks he hasn't got it now. It's all part and parcel of the tradition into which he's born. I tell you, Mary, arrogance is something handed down from generation to generation in a family like that. And while the boy may not show traces of it now, he'll show traces of it later on. You bet your life on that. And I don't want Peggy made unhappy or made to feel inferior. I don't see why she should. Why shouldn't she marry some nice chap who's got as much or as little as she has, who's been brought up in the same way, who thinks she's the most wonderful thing in captivity and will continue to think so as long as she lives? Why not?
Well, darling, I wish that for her, too, but it just so happens that she loves this boy and nobody else.
Now, Mary, which one of us can see who Peggy will love eventually? Or if this is the right one? She's so terribly young, Mary. She's so dazzled by the boy and his fortune and by the excitement her engagement has created among her friends. You can't tell whether any of this is really Peggy's heart speaking or just the natural excitement of a young girl who finds herself the center of a lot of envy and comment for the first time in her life. Well, Mary, I want to see her anyway.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Peggy, your father's here.
It's Daddy. Oh, your father.
I tried to tell you, girls, but you wouldn't stop babbling.
Daddy, when did you get home? I didn't hear you. I knew you were here.
Well, I am here, Kidlet. I'm right here, and I want to see you.
Oh, Daddy, I can't wait to hear about it. What happened? Please tell me. What did Mr. Trent say about me? And what did they say that made you so awfully mad?
Well, Pegs, they didn't say anything about you. They didn't say anything against you. Well, they couldn't. Oh, hello, Edie.
Hello, Mr. Young. I hear you had a fight with Mr. Trent in the TV.
Well, never mind, Edie. We will skip that part if you don't mind.
Of course I don't mind.
And Biff, I want to tell you before I start in talking to Peggy that everything's fine with your father.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, Mr. Young means that your father really has a job, Biff. They've really taken him on.
And everything is just fine, Biff. Your pop's all set now with Leroy and Morris.
No fooling. See, that's the top. That's great news. Oh, gosh, I'm glad to hear that, Mr. Young. But did you know that Dad was pretending to have a job?
I sure did. I found out all about that before I left Chicago. But the day I left, in fact, just as I was leaving, the real job, the genuine article came through, Biff. Your father's very pleased, and he wanted me to tell you the first thing.
Oh, gosh, I'm glad to hear that, Mr. Young. And how about you?
About me? I'm fine. I'm a little tired.
And now, Daddy, please, what about the Trents?
Peggy, I've just been telling your mother. They live in a regular chateau.
Oh, my stars. Do they really, Mr. Young? Or adore chateaus?
They certainly do. Exactly like one of the movie sets.
Do you hear that, Peggy?
Yes, I hear it.
It's just beautiful, Peggy. Luxurious. It's enormous. And I say it was a pretty cold place to live in.
What do you mean, a cold place?
It wouldn't be cold for me.
Well, somehow or other, it isn't a house at all, Peggs. It's just a great big monument to the Trent's wealth. And rooms are big with period pieces and beautiful paintings on the wall, beautiful rugs on the floor, beautiful lamps and beautiful flowers. And the whole thing has an effect of great luxury beyond anything I've ever seen. With servants moving around softly on thick, carpeted floors.
Honestly, Mr. Young?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the usual thing. Butlers opening doors and secretaries appearing and being very obsequious. In fact, I felt as if I were being let in on a private showing of a first-class grade A film.
Oh, Daddy, is it really that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. It's very impressive, Peggs. Sort of a place where you feel like tiptoeing around and keeping your voice down. I imagine people do sit on all the furniture one time or another, but I sure wouldn't feel comfortable sitting on any of it.
And Mr. Trent, Daddy, does he hate me very much?
No, I don't think he hates you, Peggy, not in the least.
Of course he doesn't. Just wait till he gets to know her.
Well, I don't think he's going to get to know you, Peggy. I mean, Mr. Trent has other ideas for his son. But then you've always known that.
Yes, and Carter has ideas too, Daddy. He doesn't want any of his family's wealth. He doesn't want any of that fortune. He wants to give it all up to marry me.
Isn't that the goofiest idea, Mr. Young? I hope you kill that idea.
Well, Edie, I agree with you. It is a goofy idea. Carter's their son. He belongs in that household. He belongs in that family. He's part of it. And he's entitled to take his responsibility as part of it. You can't like where you're born, but you can live up to that place to the best of your ability. Even if it's a family like the Trents or a home like the Trents. But, Peggy, dear, you'd never be happy there, never in a million years. You couldn't be, that's all. It just wouldn't be you in that great, big, enormous, magnificent home. It just wouldn't be you, running through the halls and banging upstairs and calling through the house. But you've never lived that kind of life, darling, and I hope you never have to.
Oh, boy, how I could live that kind of life.
Well, anyway, Peggs, that's the whole story. Mr. Trent doesn't want you to marry his son, and I don't want you to marry his son. So I think it looks very much as if we'd better call the whole thing off.
Oh, don't say that, Mr. Young. Please don't say that.
I think Daddy's right. I've thought so all along. But Edie's tried to talk me into giving Carter a chance and letting him go back and talk to his parents and letting him tell them what he wants to tell them about deciding he doesn't want their money.
Well, I don't think it's any use, Peggs. I don't think it'll make a particle of difference what Carter does. If he gives the money up, he'll regret it. And I think if he doesn't give it up, he'll regret it. I think the best thing to do for both you young people is to call this engagement off for the time being, at any rate. And if you really feel this way about each other in a year from now, or 2 years, or any given time...
2 years? I couldn't live without him for 2 years. I mean, if I keep thinking about him at all.
Well, anyway, Peggs, for the time being, why don't you let him go back to Chicago and talk to his family just as he plans to? But why don't you tell him that you've definitely decided that you don't want a formal engagement? Just an understanding, perhaps.
And you mean for her to give back the ring?
Yes, Edie, I mean for her to give back the ring.
Oh, I'll go.
Oh, Daddy, I know you're right. I know you're terribly, awfully right. But I do love Carter a lot.
Peggy! It's Carter! Peggy! Peggy, are you going to tell him? Oh, Peggy, what are you going to do?
And so Carter Trent has arrived on the heels of Mr. Young's return to Elmwood to hear for himself what Mr. Young has to say, and perhaps to make his own last stand in an effort to keep his engagement to Peggy intact. And now a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, Mr. Young asks Carter to break his engagement to Peggy. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking.